One, two. Testing, testing, one, two, three. We are live. I believe we are live. I'm Johnny Masca and welcome to my show. Tonight, Kanye West has had his bank account shut down by JP Morgan following him wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt and his comments about Jewish people. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So Kanye West and his cancellation is now continuing. At full speed, we saw trickles of this after the backlash for him wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt and his comments about Jewish people and whatnot, and Adidas, who he partners with to release his very popular Yeezy shoe, said they're reviewing their business relationship with him and whatnot. And now Kanye West has had his bank account shut down. This news was brought to me courtesy of Candace Owens, famous political commentator. She said on Twitter, earlier today, I learned that Kanye West was officially kicked out of JP Morgan Chase Bank. I was told there was no official reason given, but they sent this letter as well to confirm that he has until late November to find another place for the Yeezy Empire to bank. Here is the letter from Kanye's bank to Kanye. Very amusing. He literally did change his name to Ye. They said, dear Ye, we're sending this letter to confirm our recent discussion that JP Morgan Chase Bank has decided to end its banking relationship with Yeezy and its affiliated entities. We ask that you act promptly, transfer your business to another financial institution before November the 21st, 2022. So that's quite a terrifying letter that I think should terrify you all. Candace Owens says, we have reached extremely frightening times in this country. Who are and what has landed us into these times is an ongoing discussion which I would like to open up. So, I hate to say that I told you so, but I knew this was going to happen even before Kanye West's Jewish comments. I knew it was going to happen. And here is me predicting this before it happened, as I so often do. If you're just joining me, I am Johnny Massacre, and we are discussing Kanye West's bombshell interview on Fox that's going to be very controversial and will obviously lead towards the whole full weight of the left-leaning industry bearing down on Kanye West and trying to cancel him. But if you... So that's exactly what happened. And the reason for this is because he's a conservative and he's black. People on the left, they see black people as a very important voting bloc. And if someone potentially persuades black voters to leave the Democratic Party and start voting conservative, it could affect them keeping power or attaining power. So that's quite simply it. And if you very overtly come out with the influence and wealth of Kanye West and say you're pro-life, you're a conservative, you're pro-Trump and all these things, then they're going to try to get rid of you. And they'll use anything they want as a pretext to get rid of Kanye West. Now, Kanye West made some very ill-advised tweets saying how that Jewish people in the entertainment industry are kind of coming after him and whatnot. And all the mainstream media reported on this and said this taps into a long-standing conspiracy theory that Jewish people are kind of controlling everything and holding you back. And those same outlets will also hold interviews and run news on issues that claim there is a equally nefarious conspiracy of white people, right? White systemic oppression, white people everywhere pulling the strings, like holding people back. We see companies like Disney and Adidas, Nike, major companies espouse that kind of ideology and literally give training to their employees, specifically white employees, to renounce their white fragility, admit their privilege, admit that they're part of oppressive systems. Now, that sounds like a ridiculous conspiracy theory, right? And it's no more ridiculous than the conspiracy theory that Jews are controlling everything. Don't get me wrong, there are powerful Jews out there. There are powerful white people out there. But this conspiracy that there's a group of people who are kind of rubbing their hands together behind the scenes because of their race, it's like all the white people, we get together, all the Jewish people get together, right? Now we're going to fuck everyone else over because we're white or because we're Jewish. I just don't buy it. But the hypocrisy here is ridiculous. The same mainstream media castigating Kanye West for talking about how Jewish people are coming after him are the same mainstream media outlets that promote theories that white people are coming out to get you. So the hypocrisy is ridiculous. And they quite simply use this as a pretext to cancel him because he's a black conservative. That's what my opinion about this is. And this cancellation mirrors what's going on in China. They have a social credit score. So if you have a bad social credit score, you cannot access your funds. And how do you get a bad social credit score? Well, you say anything the government doesn't like, anything against the government. For example, in China, if you say Xi Jinping is a bad person, you'll have your bank account funds frozen. And Kanye West coming out as a conservative is essentially saying Biden is a bad person. So now in America, they're mirroring the Chinese Communist Party. This is what the Democratic Party does. This is what the Democratic Party does. They're dangerous. Tulsi Gabbard recently left the Democratic Party for the same reasons. They're going to come after you. It's all about power. The government, I mean, it's a cliche saying this now, but it seems like a distant memory. The government was set up to serve the people. Does it feel like they're serving you, or does it feel like you are serving them? Well, the cancellation of Kanye West for going against the government feels like we are serving them. And America is in a civil war. It's in a literal civil war, and it's a Marxist civil war. Marxism creates communism, which is basically socialism, and they come about through revolution. And America is now cancelling and destroying its own people. Leading minds like Kanye West that have like enriched the music world, the fashion world, the art world. He's a global leader. We're destroying our own people because all that matters is power, even if it destroys your own country. And this civil war, this cancellation, Facebook, Instagram cancelled Kanye West, Twitter cancelled Kanye West, now Adidas maybe will cancel Kanye West, and his bank, JP Morgan, has cancelled Kanye West. These companies doing the cancellations make Russia look good and make us sympathize with our ideological enemies. Who else was cancelled in a similar fashion? Instagram also cancelled Russia, Facebook also cancelled Russia, JP Morgan also cancelled Russia, in the same way they cancelled Kanye West. And in the same way, some of these companies tried to cancel me, like YouTube tried to cancel me for saying stuff about the Ovid K Axine Vey that was basically true. You've seen the news recently, the Isa Faye executive coming out and saying that Axine Veys don't stop the ed spray. Our own people are getting persecuted the same way as our enemies are getting persecuted. And it's so ridiculous and so evil and so morally egregious and wrong. It makes us sympathize with our enemies. Like, how fucked are we if the only people who can stand up to this shit are our ideological enemies like Russia, right? Russia are the only people standing up to this shit because the American people themselves can't stand up to it. They're too afraid. Russia bit in the bullet. They designated Facebook and Instagram, presumably JP Morgan, as terrorist organizations. And they're the ones who are providing the necessary check and balance against us. We need a check and balance against ourselves. America doesn't have one. Everything is too left-leaning. And when this happens, you get fascist shit. Like a huge monopoly where all the big businesses just carry out the will of the state. We're in real fucking big trouble here. We're in real big trouble. And it's not going to stop with Kanye West, and it will never stop until people push back against it. So there you go. Kanye West has been cancelled by his bank now in a move echoing communist China. Of course, even more terrifying is all the useful shills in the AstroTurf Twitter comment section supporting that and cackling about it. Yeah, well, it's funny now, but there'll be no room for you in this socialist utopia that these people are trying to create, because these people laughing now and shilling for it, as I've always said, they'll be the first people lined up against the wall and shot or cancelled, because there's no room for any activism or individual thinkers in a world like this that these companies are trying to create. So Jesus Christ, man, where do we fucking turn to when the only people fighting back against this is Russia? Russia are doing what we should have done a long time ago. We should have extricated ourselves from big tech. We should have thrown our phones in the river. We should have hit them in the pocket when they tried to cancel people. But we all just sat by. We're afraid to put our head above the parapet because we don't want to be targeted. But the thing is, the more you do that, the worse it's going to be in the end when they take over. People have to stand up. They've got to start making videos like this, calling this shit out. They need to push back against it. PayPal recently tried some of this shit. They lost $6 billion worth of market value because people started canceling their accounts. Everyone should shut down their JP Morgan account, regardless of if you agree with Kanye West or not. That's irrelevant. Being shut down for something like that. Kanye West didn't call for a fucking holocaust of Jewish people, for goodness sake. He said that there's people in the industry, Jewish people, who are targeting him. I think it's an ill-advised thing to say. I don't think he should have said it. But to shut down your bank account because of that? Give me a fucking break. When these same people shutting down your bank accounts are giving training within their companies, pushing the same conspiracy theories, but not against Jews, but against white people. We're in really fucked up times here. But there you go. There you go. That's the news. Just a quick one today. I thought I'd show my face. I spent all morning watching Candace Owens' new documentary exposing Black Lives Matter. It's very interesting. I recommend it. It's not quite as explosive as Matt Walsh's What Is a Woman documentary. Didn't have the gotcha moment that they had, but it's good. And I'll be reviewing that tomorrow. I've got to go for a run now. I'm meeting Maturin, who follows of this show. No, later. We're going to collaborate. We're going to go to a club and test out some of our new tracks and stuff. And so I've got to bounce, but I will be back with you tomorrow. I do have a little... You can hear the song that I'm kind of working on. I changed the intro. Have a little listen to this. And then after this, I've got to go. Still demo. Finally got the strings right, the chords right. This part I'm gonna hype the crowd up. I'm gonna hype the crowd for the drop. Oh shit, hold on, you lost me now. We're gonna come back, we're gonna come back. We're just coming up to the drop. I can't lose you on the drop. So I was trying to work out the chords for that track for ages, and actually, as you can hear there, I kind of got the chords right in the beginning. See, these chords are correct. They add a nice tension and build up. So yeah, the build ups and stuff of course need a lot of work, but the music theory is pretty much correct, so I'm happy about that. So I'm going to be testing that out today. I did a little freestyle rap over it to just try to get some idea of what it's going to be. And I think it's going to sound something like this. So Maturin's going to be singing this with me, so... So I'm thinking about, it's kind of like a team. It's like me and Maturin, we're just going to fucking give it some. And obviously, Maturin and I, we talk about, Maturin can dance, Brad. We talk about just how there's no money in the music industry, right? You put in so much effort and there's so little return. So some of that frustration is in the lyrics. Like, fuck it, we got each other's backs and we'll go for it. I know Maturin's got my back. I got the vibe. So anyways, I'm going to meet her now. I'm going to go for a run, meet her, and then test that tune out. And I'll be back tomorrow with a review of Candace Owens' Expose into BLM, which should be fun. Thank you for joining me, everybody. I will be seeing you soon. I have been Johnny Mask, and I tell you what, Mask mates, you better be back. Oh, I forgot to ask for the donations, right? See, I'm real. It's not about the money, right? If you're just joining us, we are discussing Kanye West being cancelled by his bank, JP Morgan. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Masker. The more you donate, the more me you're going to get. Please click the donate link in the description box now and give generously if you want more of these. I have been Johnny Masker, and I tell you what, Masker mates, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your ass. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell because, well... That is what all those other punks tell you to do. Layers.